Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the chopping the hands off thing that's pretty scary.
Make heart-shaped pasta in a cooking class at Taste Buds Kitchen.
Gross.
Are you kidding?
What's the opposite of heart-shaped pasta?
It's just skeleton? Death?
This sounds vegan. Eating something vegan. That has no pleasure at all.
Exactly.
Whatsoever. All right, anti-Valentine's Day. We're taking things going on here in Kansas City and for Valentine's Day, and we're going to reverse them and see if we can find some things to do for anti-Valentine's Day. Go, Stace.
You could do a scavenger hunt around the city focused on specifics of your relationship, like where your first kiss was, where you met.
I could do that with so many girls that I stalked here in Kansas City. This is where I first saw you.
Just recreate you from Netflix and you're good.
Hey, if they need season 3 and they want to shoot it here in Kansas City with a girl. You hear me out there? I'm very good at that. This is where I bumped into you for the first time.
But you didn't know.
Yes.
Yes.
You still don't know.
You still don't know.
I'm so sorry.
Get a mold of your holding hands.
Get a mold holding hands?
Yeah. Where you hold your person's hand and you dip it in wax or whatever you dip it in. And then you have a mold of you guys holding hands.
I think we should take those people, take those hands, put them in cement and throw them in the river.
Wow.
While holding hands.
Yeah, like the mafia used to do.
What? Why are you getting so bitter right now?
I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh, okay.
These are ideas that are coming to my mind.
Why does it have to be so violent?
Again, you started with setting the plaza on fire.
I would like to be excluded from this narrative. Continue.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my favorite one, it's an actual event that you can go to.
Okay. Valentine's Day tomorrow here in Kansas City.
Yes, it's called Intercourses. An aphrodisiac dinner at Soiree's Steak and Oyster House, where all four courses get you horny.
Is that seafood?
Probably.
Ugh. I know.
So just chicken nugget dinner?
That would be the opposite of something like that.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Anti-Valentine's Day is what we're talking about right now, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and if you don't have someone, even if you don't have someone, it's still kind of like a weird holiday. Unfortunately, King Princess is very, 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 very sold out of the Truman. I was looking on Facebook at other things to do for anti-Valentine's Day. There's a dude named Dylan having a birthday party. Like, what if me and 30 of my friends just show up to this dude's birthday party?
Oh my God, if you don't do that, I'll be so disappointed.
Try to find anti-Valentine's Day things to do here locally in Kansas City. We just tried with Stace giving us some ideas of things that were going on here and then us reversing it. Those were pretty violent. So we asked the Buzz family what you think we could do here in Kansas City for anti-Valentine's Day. And Chris and I have a couple. Listen, some of these are really good.
I like them.
What do you got?
They say you can go axe throwing at Blade and Timber.
Okay.
That's a good one, right? Throwing knives at a wooden wall.
Yeah. Somebody sent me rage rooms. They said, go do a rage room.
Oh.
And so I looked them up on Yelp. There's like none here in Kansas City. You have to drive all the way to Springfield for one.
That's a drive.
Yeah. But when I looked it up on Yelp, the three places that came up when I typed in rage room on Yelp, Bury the Hatchet, KC, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Escape Room, KC, that makes sense. Holiday Inn, Kansas City downtown. Swear on my life. Why is that what comes up when you search Yelp in Kansas City for rage rooms?
Did you just turn it into a rage room?
I don't know. Maybe that's where we'll have a party. Member of the Buzz family texted in that to celebrate anti-Valentine's Day, I should walk up to couples in restaurants and tell one of them, wow, you moved on quick.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
That's a good anti-Valentine's Day thing.
Here's an interesting one. They're saying that you should go look in at obituaries and attend visitations of someone you don't know.
Oh, my God.
That's morbid. I hope that's my friend Jessica.
Probably. How about they're saying go to Leela's Hair Museum in Independence. I've heard that she has a lock of Abraham Lincoln's hair.
I've heard that too.
Oh, it's not Leela's hair. It's other people's hair.
Yes, it's not a place you go get your hair done. It is a museum of hair. That is pretty anti-Valentine's Day. Someone else said, go F up your ex's yard.
Meh.
Go put plastic
she does have a yard.
Forks in their yard. Go get a box of 500 forks and go fork their yard.
Up. Thank you. This is why they pay us the big bucks. Somebody else texted in, we always go have dinner at Hy-Vee Market Grill. It's the most unromantic thing possible. That's anti-Valentine's Day.
I did not know Market Grills existed until like 2 years ago. I thought that was,
yeah,
I did not think that
the
was
best
real.
Of Hy-Vee's food.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people are saying they just want to be left alone so they can watch 10 Things I Hate About You 13 times.
That's a long day.
But I would do it. Love that movie. Someone said, hold a sign in public that says 50% of relationships fail. I will be stopping by the craft store after this.
They're saying you should go panhandle at Swope and Volker.
That's very anti-Valentine's Day.
It's chilly, though. It's chilly outside.
I got a text in that says, take a nice bubble bath with a plugged-in toaster. Wait.
Oh, what?
Wait. Let me look at that number. It's my ex.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
One thing that we have not talked about yet, and I hate the fact that it happened a couple days ago, but, I mean, really, we have to talk about it. And that is the dog that won the Westminster Dog Show. Have you seen this thing?
My dude.
That genetically modified beast?
It is a standard poodle, and it is so fluffy. It's got, like, a big poof of hair on its head and then, like, bangs, too. Like, who was the first person that was like, yes, we're going to cut a poodle's hair like that?
None of your L.A. dog grooming Instagram people did that yet?
No, not yet.
That is the creepiest dog.
I've heard a lot of people were upset that this dog won.
Why? What else? Look at this haircut.
Well, they said that it's not a natural dog. That now we're having superior genetically, kind of like modified corn to taste better.
Well,
now we're having dogs to look more pretty.
The exact opposite of that is what's going on Hallmark Channel this weekend, on Sunday and Monday. It is the best of the pet rescue. I watched it last year. It is so funny. I have a text that says, now they're doing best in talking, best in snoring, and best in wiggly butt. American Rescue Dog Show on Hallmark Channel. Why do other dog shows exist? They also have best in senior, best couch potato,
best in belly rubs.
Oh,
best in special needs, best underbite.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You guys need to watch this.
Yeah?
It's a two-day thing.
Maybe that's what you can do for your anti-Valentine's Day.
No, this is on Sunday and Monday.
Oh, I thought it was a whole weekend thing.
No, I don't know why it's on Sunday and Monday, but they're filming it. They're showing it on Hallmark Channel Sunday and Monday, the best in dog rescue, the 2020 American Rescue Dog Show. I promise you, Buzz fam, you will not be disappointed if you tune into that.
I don't think Blanche is going to let you watch it.
He didn't last year, but he can kiss my butt.
I would much, much, much rather watch that show than any more footage of this Westminster dog.
What's your problem with Sibba?
Have you seen its shaved butt?
No, Stacey, I'm not a pervert.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.